This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2207. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded September 7th, Angola, Antarctica, Brazil, Canada, China, Congo DR, Cuba, Denmark, Egypt, Ethiopia, Indonesia, Kurdistan, Malaysia, Mexico, Mongolia, North America, Norway, Oklahoma, Pakistan, Russia, St. Martin, Solomon Islands, Sweden, Thailand, Turkey, Ukraine, UK, USA, Vanuatu, Vatican, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Don't you believe a report on a Spanish DX program at Radio Nacional de Angola continues to broadcast on its usual frequency 4950 in Portuguese 24 hours a day? In fact, I have seen no reports of it for over a year, nor have I had any assignment myself. It was slightly on the low side of 4950. And Manuel Mendez in Spain replies, "It's been inactive since August 2022, when it was reactivated with very low power for general elections. Since then, no audio and no carrier detected." His last logs on 4949.7 were on the 20th and 21st of August, 2022. There is still some way to hear it. Dr. Hans-Jürg Biener in Germany replies, "When German DXer Sebastian Arndt visited South and East Africa this June, he was unable to trace Angola on its last remaining shortwave frequency, 4950. It does provide online streams of its five main radio services. I confirmed and scheduled for the international service of RNA, which appears to be this. 3-hour blocks in four languages, English, Lingala, French, and Portuguese. English starting at 11 and repeated at 23 UT. There are deviations on weekends when announcers are not available. The website is rna.ao. Via remote in Argentina, I heard LRA-36 again from Antarctica, 15475.98, reduced carrier USB, Saturday, September 2nd, from TuneIn at 1756, and it went off at 2259. However, I did not monitor it continuously, and at times there was no signal in between. However, Manuel Mendez heard an announcement that on September 4th, an agreement would be signed to donate a 10-kilowatt transmitter for LRA-36 to come into operation next year. There's a full report about this in the blog of swling.com. Of some interest, it seems they're saying that the transmitter was actually made in Argentina. So maybe then I will be able to hear it direct as I was able to years ago before they went to a lower-powered transmitter. What appears to be an unofficial shortwave station in Brazil continues to be reported on 6150, Radio Saturno in Belo Horizonte. This time the report is from Lucio Otavio Bogovic, not too far away in Brazil, September 2nd at 1704. He says the transmitter powers 250 watts. He made a recording including an ID in passing. Listen carefully.
Radio Saturno, Belo Horizonte, FM 1.3 MHz. De 49 metros, 150 kHz. A liberdade do som.
That was a full ID mentioning an FM frequency and this shortwave frequency 6150, so maybe it is not unofficial. Meanwhile, the big gun on 11780 has been missing lately. Radio Nacional da Amazonia, no signal September 6th. At 2235, it's normally on the air until about 0200. But the other frequency was still being heard, although not so well, 6180. From John Perkins' Canadian Radio News column in IRCADX Monitor, Bell Canada's abrupt shutdown of so many AM stations has led to rumors that it has now given other owners of AM stations in major markets the justification they need to shut down many of their stations. Although most attention has been focused on the bottom of the ratings, CHQR in Calgary may be hinting at another approach for AM stations closer to the top of the ratings. That is, switch an existing FM station to simulcast the AM, then shut down the AM once listeners have made the move to FM. China Non, Mike Cooper sends a story September 2nd from china.org.cn, originating with the Xinhua News Agency, operas from China to be aired in radio broadcast across U.S. Four operas staged by the China National Center for the Performing Arts in Beijing will be broadcast over a network of radio stations in the U.S. starting September 2nd. The Ballad of Canal, composed by Yin Qing and conducted by Lu Jia, is the first original Chinese national opera to be aired in the U.S. Combining traditional folk-style singing with Western opera sounds, it tells the story of the people living on the Beijing-Hangzhou Grand Canal in the Ming Dynasty between 1368 and 1644. This is appearing on the WFMD radio network on Saturday afternoons in the time slot most stations carry the Metropolitan Opera when it's in season, that is, currently in the summer beginning at 17 UT. And that's for September 9th for the Ballad of Canal. The other operas from China are actually Western ones. We already heard one on September 2nd, Tannhäuser. On September 16th, it'll be La Fille du Régiment, and on September 23rd, La Fanciulla del West. Dan Robinson keeps us updated about the final shortwave station in the DR Congo, Radio Kahuzi, because he gets their newsletter. The latest one says efforts are continuing to finally get a TB-1000 with power supply to Bukavu. Of course, for prayers for successful delivery, since UPS failed to deliver a 40-pound box on time, although all the other items for the transmitter had been obtained. It's a shortwave transformer coil, which is very much needed and not replaceable in the Congo. They're hoping that a friend will be able to deliver it in person in the first week in October. The frequency was slightly below 6210. Dan says the best reception used to be around 18 UT via a remote in Switzerland. Something's always wrong at Radio Cuba, but we have so much other info this week that I'm not going to go into it now. Last week we had an unconfirmed report that WEWN had reactivated 5970, their Spanish night frequency. It was too early to confirm that, but now we know that was not the case. As the original reporter agrees, it's Radio 208 in Denmark, which I also heard via the remote in New Hampshire, September 1st at 0440, playing rock music, which you would never hear on Woon. Richard Langley in New Brunswick reports on Radio Cairo, Egypt. September 1st, the English broadcast on 9440, somewhat hummy and a bit distorted, but not as bad as sometimes, starting at 2115. Had an interesting final music selection following the Holy Quran educational program, part of Bach's Sonata for Flute and Harpsichord in B minor, not your typical Egyptian music. Arthur Posner replies, the Cairo Symphony Orchestra is well known for many years. Their list of guest conductors is very impressive, even including such world-famous personalities as Yehudi Menuhin and Daniel Barenboim. From Tony Rogers' latest news about his DX guides, Ethiopia, Target Broadcast, Sunday only, 1630 to 1700, a Christian broadcast in presumed Amharic on 17815, from what is thought to be the Africa Radio Agelikiloti, which may translate as African Radio Service, possibly related to Bible Voice Broadcasting, again heard on 3 September. But it started late at 1636, already in progress until 1658. He says, I'm happy to be corrected on the identity of this if anyone has any further details. As noted last week from Ron Howard upon Asilomar State Beach, California, RRI Nabiri Program 1 Indonesia was missing on August 31st, but it was back on September 1st, 7289.93, until cut off at 0901, after starting the distinctive Islamic segment. Then on September 3rd, he heard it from 0801 until cut off at 0853, before the Islamic segment started. Meanwhile, around 0833, they were playing easy-listening songs, many in English. Kurdistan Non, checking for Denge Welat and or the Turkish Jammer on September 1st at 1423. The only signal I was hearing was very weak on 17450. Perhaps both were on that frequency at the time, but they aren't always. Wolfgang Büschel replies that on September 2nd at 0816, the Turkish Jammer was on 17450.012, while Denge Welat via Uzbekistan at 0827 was on 17470.004.
and there is a web stream for Dingawillot one may consult for comparison, far too complicated to utter verbally. Harold Sellers in Vernon, B.C. reports Malaysia, YFM, W-A-I, 11665, September 4th at 1350, with Islamic singing until just past 1359, then instrumental music, 1400, and announcement, fanfare, more talk sounds like a news bulletin, presumably in the Malay language. There was brief music, but it went off abruptly at 1401. Via Mount Oritulong in the Arctic Radio Club, report from Hector Garcia Bojorge in Mexico City about some changes during August among the medium wave stations. On 690, XEN IDs only as El Fonógrafo 690. On 940, XEQ stopped being a repeater of Que Buena and is now called La Q 940, Pura Música. On 1030, XEQR now is Radio Centro 1030, Nuestra Música. And 1110, XCRED is Radio Centro Noticias y Deportes. On September 2nd at 0630, I was getting music at S6 or 7 from the presumed pirate Hikari FM. Very accurate frequency. As closely as I could measure it, it was in within 1 or 2 hertz of 6200.000. And in the Ontario DX Association, Edward Kusilik in Alberta reports getting a nice full-data EQSL from them within hours from this address, 87.7 FM Radio Pushka at gmail.com. That's P-U-S-H-K-A, its former name. And in the location is supposedly Choya Bay in northwestern Mexico. Employing his own Karelia medium wave DX SDR in Finland, Mauno Riddle reports in medium wave offsets about Mongolia on long wave. At least on September 6th, he caught the sign-off times of 5 transmitters. On 164, 1504.45. And the others were just before 1501 UT. But there are 3 different transmitters, 1 hertz apart on 209. That is plus and minus 1 hertz. And the other one on 227 went off at 15 seconds past 1500. But of course, the times vary every day, and sometimes not all 3 transmitters are on 209. Sean Welsh in Dufferin County, Ontario, tipped the World of Radio I.O. group about this. A Fred Flintstone pirate on 1730 kilohertz. September 4th at 0121 UT, it's at the KRAP AM stereo Fred Flintstone pirate, active, with an ID and out of a Chicago song, others 1970s pop music. He says, beautiful audio, S9 signal here in southwestern Ontario. I quickly brought up remotes in that area, but found better reception from those in southeastern Michigan. It could really be in either country. September 4th at 0133, the DJ was talking about his penny whistle signal being heard in Maryland. Some rock music, but it went off the air at 0138. In the Arctic Radio Club, Sven Martinsen reports on his stations in Norway as of September 2nd. The 1611 transmitter feed repaired, back on the air since August 10th, transmission hours greatly extended. LLE4, Radio Northern Star, 400 watts. Temporary schedule, 0459 to 2205 UT. Automated and live assist, classic rock and pop from both sides of the Atlantic, with announcers Sue, Howie, Ron, and Roscoe, etc. Also VFG, or gospel programming, 17 hours per week, 6 hours on Saturdays and Sundays, 1 hour on weekdays. Northern Stars rotating on 1611, parallel 5895 shortwave, with Kisten, the coast, our FM 93.8 classic country, with country and Irish, general Scandinavian, and gospel music. 1611 has been heard in 16 countries or more, 5895 heard in more than 30 countries, he says. Reports go to the figure 1000 at northernstar.no. In July, we were noting that KVIS 910 in Miami, Oklahoma, was playing nothing but music and no announcements. Chris Krug in Tulsa has been keeping an ear on that, and he travels in the area. He says, several times in the past few weeks, it appears KVIS is off the air. Another OK which appears to be off the air is KOCD 101.5 in O'Keen. You may recall that for quite a while I was picking it up, but only with dead air and stereo. But lately I've heard no signal at all, but occasionally some Spanish from another station, the 620 area code, which means it's liberal Kansas. Via Internet, International Vacuum, AM, FM, and Shortwave, World of Radio 2207, a non-commercial service like our website, worldofradio.com, Our thanks this week for financial support from Christopher Campbell in Columbus, Ohio, via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. And even more so for his comment, which I'm almost too modest to quote, for your continuing generous effort to supply daily DX news about the world to the world. My greatest appreciation and admiration lay upon you. Your work means so much to me. I love the tips for rational living. One may also contribute via money order or check on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID, OK, 73702. In New Zealand DX Times, Arthur Domain in Woodpecker Bay reports that Karachi, Pakistan's Volmet transmission had been off the air for at least 12 months, but heard again on 6676, the 28th of July at 1946. It was not quite finished when Singapore took over the frequency at 1950. This same frequency is shared with Mumbai, India, and Bangkok, Thailand. Filed under Russia, this from Kari Kallio in Finland, NordDX via shortwave bulletin about daily maps of GPS interference and other harassment. There is a signal jamming center in Murmansk established by Russia in 2016 on the Kola Peninsula, capable of jamming GPS positioning and radio traffic in air and sea traffic, or in international military exercises in Lapland. According to Russian press reports, the Podsolna, or Sunflower, radar that sees over the horizon was planned to place in the Baltic Sea, the Kaliningrad region. A naval missile exercise related to the use of a similar radar was held in the Caspian Sea, according to something in April 2018. He says, in my opinion, the jamming of the public broadcasting radio band with a radar signal has become more and more common just after the start of the war in Ukraine. Especially WRMI's frequencies, like 15770, have been the subject of constant harassment. Does anyone have similar observations? Also filed under Russia, but maybe not. In Australian DX News, Roman Pankov in Bulgaria reports on 7032, the nicknamed Radio Lyube playing nonstop national anthem of Russia. No ID or anything else. It's in disco style, heard the 18th of August starting at 0500, parallel to 6828 USB with a delay of seconds, also on parallel 9310. All three may be until 0800 sign-off. September 4th at 1935, I brought up the TWR Bonaire remote receiver and found it already tuned to 1300 kHz. It was a weak signal with music. I wondered what that was, so I kept listening. Well, it turned out to be PJD2 in Dutch St. Martin. The announcements in English is supposedly 1 kilowatt and not bad at 862 kilometers away. So it's clear they are still on medium wave 1300 as well as FM 102.7, which is the way they ID most of the time, like Power 1027. Via Sheldon Harvey, CIDX Messenger, from the Solomon Islands Broadcasting Corporation website, the New Zealand government has handed over a new standby generator to SIBC, ensuring its medium and shortwave frequencies remain operational, even if there is a power outage. There was a handing over ceremony with a New Zealand High Commissioner to Solomon Islands. SIBC cannot do without a standby generator. This strengthens the relationship with New Zealand through Radio NZ Pacific. The shortwave frequency, of course, is 5020, at least until 12 UT, but Ron Howard often hears it much later. Frank Zitoduf, Mediumwave Circle, via shortwave bulletin, reports this about Sweden. Herby regains an ephemeral place on the airwaves. That's H-O-Umlaut R-B-Y. This year, the Herby Radio Association has been authorized to broadcast on medium wave on its old frequency, 1179 kHz, but only until September 9th as part of the Veteran Sound Day 2023, the call sign SBH. I assume this is low power, but not stated. The only interference at night would be 200 kilowatts from Romania and limited range in the daytime. Herby was known worldwide for its shortwave transmitters of Radio Sweden Stockholm from 1952 until October of 2010. Mr. Turkey was missing again from English at 22 UT, September 6th, on 11785.009. Something's always erroneous at Emmerlair. I have, however, logged them on many other dates in considerable detail. Via Rusty X, Alexander Miatlikov in Dnipro, Ukraine, via medium wave list via mediumwave.info, reports that Ukrainian radio's first channel has been observed on 1278 kHz from the Odessa region as of September 1st. That is a reactivated frequency perhaps coming from Kurisovo. Mike Cooper forwards an obituary from The Guardian, August 31st, for Harold Briley, B-R-I-L-E-Y. As Latin America correspondent, he was first to inform the world that Argentina had invaded the Falkland Islands. He's now died at the age of 92. He went on to cover the war even from Buenos Aires itself. BBC in crisis, sex scandals, staff cuts, and new consumer trends. That's the title of a story in the English-language newspaper from Spain, El País, on August 28th, by Eva Millán. You might want to look it up. It starts, an institution that has long been synonymous with the best of Britain. BBC is fighting to remain relevant, as its very identity is threatened by internal controversies, a bleeding of talent, and new consumer trends. A model of rigorous journalism and national pride for decades, it's going through a crisis that's forcing it to justify its own existence within the context of even stiffer competition from alternative platforms, attacks from media outfits such as Rupert Murdoch's empire, and a campaign of hostility from a certain wing of the right-wing conservative government. Also via Gerald T. Pollard and Mike Terry from BBC's own business website, a story headline, Longwave Radio Fans Mourn Fading Frequencies, 5 September. Ken Zicke in Michigan replies, Foolish people know the price of everything but the cost of nothing. Yes, it is not cheap, just as shortwave broadcasting isn't cheap. Talk to me when, not if, your internet streaming stops working and you've eliminated all other options and train the public to forget about them in the name of cost savings. John Ferrer in New York, using a remote in Pennsylvania, reports hearing Radio Marti on a totally unexpected frequency, 5390, around 08 UT, September 5th. We've been trying to figure out how that could happen. Maybe it was a missed punch for 5890, except that's not a frequency where they should be either, currently used by WWCR. Gary Drew tells me there's been a slight change to the nightly webcast of Gary Drew Worldwide, which include World of Radio sometime overnight and every night, now between 23 and 05 UT, a 6-hour stretch, rather than between 22 and 06, an 8-hour span. Go to liveonlineradio.net/GDWR. Quite a surprise from Terry Colgan of Texas Radio Shortwave, who says it's going on hiatus after this weekend. September 10th, the final day for a while. We realize it's abrupt and apologize for the short notice. We may be back on the air, but there are no immediate plans to do that. TRSW has been on WRMI 5950, UT Sundays between midnight and 02. In Finland, Kari Kallio laments, TRSW has been able to increase sympathy for itself here in Europe. TRSW has taught us Europeans to think about America as something more versatile than mere stereotypes. And Uncle Bill Tofford has some comments, spurred by a discussion about World's Last Chance Radio. As I never tire of preaching, this is why my fellow Americans should learn to collectively care more than many of them seem to, about programs being broadcast from the U.S. that are not disseminating weirdness to those parts of the world that crank up the radios. Are there no secular humanists left on the continent able and willing to erect and operate a cultural counterweight? George McClintock updates us on the situation at WTWW. On August 31st, he says, 21 acres will be sold in about 2 or 3 months as commercial property. The new owner will make a decision on the station's future. But then on September 3rd at 02:45, I found 5085 back on the air with a very good signal. Pastor Pete Peters must have been a very old recording, claiming he was on WWCR. Anyhow, I think that was the first time I'd heard 5085 since April 1st. So on September 3rd, George replies again, I have some paid programming and WTWW will be back on shortly. However, still not heard as of September 7th. In the NASA Journal for September, Kim Elliott writes in his column, WINBDRM, end of a brief shortwave chapter. Shortwave Radiogram had a bonus transmission on DRM, a 10-kilowatt amplifier system CE-50000WS. During August, listeners noted that the DRM signal at various times scheduled was absent. He got only a terse response from WINB, DRM is not on the air anymore. In this case, half of the DRM signal was used for some unspecified data transmission. It's a mystery yet to be unsolved as to why WINB a few years ago suddenly came into possession of a DRM transmitter. I speculate it was to demonstrate the ability to send high-frequency trading data co-channel with a shortwave broadcaster. What was being transmitted in that 5 kHz? On a spectrum display, I did not see anything that looked like fluctuations, leading me to believe that no content was being conveyed. Ken Zicke replies, leading to my observation that DRM is a solution looking for a problem. Analog broadcasting works well when the equipment is maintained properly and quality audio is fed into the well-modulated signal. DRM could work if stations would stop trying to encode 64 QAM mode A or B, instead 16 QAM mode C or D. Robert Conrad has replaced his weekend radio with weekend classical radio on WCLV Cleveland webcast. That is, UT Sunday 802 has heard September 3rd. He said it marked the end of the 60-year run of that comedy show, which had been one of our favorites. Conrad was co-founder of WCLV in 1962. John Sullivan forwards an article about him in the Plain Dealer of January 2020, which says his age at that time was 86, so now he must be almost 90. Farewell, Weekend Radio and Sagebrush Bob. Mike Cooper forwards an obit from the Washington Post of August 17th about Delano Lewis, who was the first black chief executive at National Public Radio. He took over in 1993 for a few years. Fast forward to this year, NPR CEO to retire at year's end. In the New York Times, September 6th, that's John Lansing, who's run it for 4 years. Search is underway for his successor. Before NPR, he was running the U.S. Agency for Global Media. Radio Vanuatu had been quite reliable on 7260. I could hear it every night around 0630. But on September 2nd, there was no signal. After several weeks' reliability, suspected they had changed to an alternate frequency, but no signal at all on 5040, nor the harmonics of 3945, 7890, and 11835, which used to be a great bonus. Yet later that night, at 0920 until 1104, Ron Howard and Manuel Mendez confirmed it was back on 3945, but agree the harmonics have been eliminated. However, on September 3rd, Ron Howard found it not on any frequency between 0630 and 0920. On September 7th at 1708 on 13830 and 15565, Jean-Michel Aubier in France heard Vatican radio not in French but Lingala and Malagasy, not on their schedule, those two African languages. Dr. Hans-Jürg Biener says sometimes ID African languages have been heard as part of the English broadcast. Currently available for nothing but interval signal is 1720 to 1727 UT. First heard a sesquiyear ago, Ron Howard says he's now again hearing recitations from the Quran non-stopped on 6300 USB, September 3rd at 0703, until off at 0716. At that hour, it's not clear which continent it's coming from. Adrian Peterson of AWR Wavescan is trying to find a permanent home for 50,000 QSL cards and letters he has collected. Contact adrian.m.peterson@gmail.com. The propagation outlook from SWPC. ANKNSC is peaking at 12 and 4 on September 7th, 16th, 23rd, and 29th. Solar flux rising from 135 September 10th to 155 September 19th. With many thanks to all our stations and contributors, Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 2207 with a standard disclaimer.